If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month. If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month.
This is the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio, and we are being joined right now by someone who is a four-time World Series champion. He's a Latin Grammy nominee. He's a New York Yankees legend. He's going to be playing the national anthem at the Yankees game tomorrow. And then also, he's here for an excellent cause. This is why he's going to be at the Yankees game, not just because of Judge. It's my main man, legend, Bernie Williams. Bernie, how are you?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me on the show, man.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a beautiful intro. You've accomplished so much. You've done so much. You're going to be at Yankee Stadium tomorrow. We're going to get into Aaron Judge and the Yankees and all of that. Why are you going to be at the stadium specifically tomorrow? You're doing something great in the health space. I want people to understand that first.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me for that. I think it's really important for people to understand, you know, why am I there? As you said, you know, besides watching Judge hit a home run, we are launching this great campaign called Tune In to Lung Health. And it is a campaign that I have been involved with to raise awareness about interstitial lung disease. My father died in 2001 from idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, which is one of these forms of interstitial lung disease. And I've been involved with Barry Ringer Ingelheim over the past 7 years, raising awareness first with a campaign called Breathless, which was, you know, specifically dedicated for to idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. But we're including all these other, there's about 200 types of these interstitial lung diseases, and which idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis is just one of them. And we have about 140,000 people living with complications from these diseases in the United States. And since it sort of touched me in a very profound way because of the passing of my father, paying tribute to his life and all that he meant for me, I am taking this initiative. I think it, you know, is really important for people to know it.
No, it's a beautiful thing, man. I'm doing a tour right now with Special Olympics just to talk about inclusive health. So I commend you for what you're doing. And that's tuneintolunghealth.com is where people can find out more information, correct?
That is correct.
I appreciate that. And then from the music side, you've been able to tie all that together. I know people remember you playing center field for the Yankees and those high batting averages into the 300s. A lot of people don't do that anymore. All the runs driven in. How have you been able to tie in music to your career post-life? We know you play the guitar, but now you've been nominated for Grammys, et cetera. How have you been able to transition that in your career?
Well, the music thing has always been in my life. I was, in addition to practicing sports as a young kid, my mother, which was an educator, in the public education system in Puerto Rico, where I grew up, was very adamant about it, having us, me and my brother, you know, having exposure to the arts, music, and sports in her interest of having us being well-rounded, educated. Little that she knew that, you know, years later, I was going to take this journey of being a professional baseball player for the New York Yankees. But I always kept music in my mind and in my heart. And it's a, you know, really cool thing that you mentioned it, because Tune In to Lung Health, you know, this campaign that I'm in really encompasses all these elements. of music, breathing, and all that into to put them in an effort to help people. So music has always been a really important part of my life. And as a matter of fact, I went to the Manhattan School of Music after I retired from baseball and have pursuing a degree of jazz performance. So I graduated in 2016, and I've been performing as a professional guitar player in the city. Like another cat looking for a gig here in the city, and if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. So I was just able to make it as a baseball player, and now having this great second half of my life, just doing a lot of things for the community and pursuing my musical, my journey as well in music.
Yankees legend Bernie Williams is joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Well, man, you're going to be out there before the game playing a national anthem. Aaron Judge, what are your thoughts on what he's been doing, Bernie? I know it's ridiculous. You played center field. He's in that spot that you used to man. What do you think about the guy?
Well, the fact that he is doing it, being aware of the historical context that he is in, surpassing, most likely the Babe, and Roger Maris. He has a great opportunity to put his stamp in the history books on a individual accomplishment in the season. But I think the one thing that impresses me the most about him is the fact that he is not really making that the focus of his season. He is committed to have the team itself win a championship, that all these accolades and all these things that are happening to him is almost like he's seeing them as a burden. They're on the way of him, doing what he needs to do and needs to focus on having this team, the team itself, the Yankees, win a championship. So that, to me, that's a commendable thing in this day and age where everybody's is all about self-promoting and social media and all that stuff. Having this sort of team-oriented attitude and him just being in the history books, with the season that he's having, he's just short a couple points. I think today he is leading the league in batting average. He's obviously surpassing everybody in home runs and runs batter in as well. So, I mean, he's putting a season for the ages. The fact that he's doing it now when the time counts, that he has such great leverage to negotiate a new deal. He's just putting everything together at the right time, in the right place, in the right city. He's just living the dream, man. I thought I was living the dream playing for the Yankees. He's living the dream right now.
Absolutely. Bernie Williams is here with us, New York Yankees legend. Man, you lived the dream with the Yankees. Four championships. You played in center field. We know Judge played in right. Now he's in center. You, Bernie, know about gold glove caliber defense. How much is that kind of not even paid attention to? We know he's a home run hitter. Now he's batting for average. He spent the majority of this year running around in center field. Talk about that. You know how that is.
Yes, I think, to his credit, to Aaron's credit, I mean, he deserves a lot of credit for his defense. I think he's very underrated when it comes to that because his offense is so, it's just so great. But I think, it's really important to mention the fact that he's a great all-around player. Not only, his defense and his offense, he's a good base runner. And even more important than anything else, he is just a great presence in that clubhouse. We had an opportunity to be there with all the players, at Paul O'Neill's retirement number ceremony, number retire ceremony. And we had a chance to address, the clubhouse. And it was to the initiative of Aaron Judge. I mean, he's emerging as one of the leaders, undisputed leaders of that clubhouse. He just has his, his whole game in a great place going right now. And he, I mean, that's a lot to be said about the fact that he's an all-around player. You talk about people like Otani and Mike Trout and people that really put a lot of emphasis on their defense as well as their offense. And he is right there with all of them.
Well, Bernie, I want to ask you this. You mentioned this. He's going to get paid. Do you see a scenario where he is in another uniform besides the pinstripes next season?
Well, I learned to understand that nothing is for granted, especially in this game. You know, this day and age when you have, you know, a lot of people changing, you know, teams and you know, trying to look for a better situation for themselves and their families. The fact that, you know, even him, you know, now the one thing that I would say that might be working against him is the fact that he's 30. I think the burden is on him to look for the best situation that he can get it himself into for the next years of his career to maximize his potential and his market value. I mean, I wouldn't see it as a surprise if he ends up in another team. I am kind of biased, and I'm thinking that I think the Yankees will miss a great opportunity if they don't sign him right now, because I think he's about to give the best years of his career to a team, to the team that signs him right now. I would like the Yankees to be that team, you know, obviously because I'm biased, but I mean, I know I understand that he has ties on the West Coast, so that might be a little bit appealing to him as well. I mean, I don't know. Only time will tell, you know, where he ends up being. But I think that he was able to take care of business on the field, bet on himself, saying, I'm not going to have any distractions, you know, for this year. I'm just going to let my bat and my glove and my play talk for itself. And then when the year's over, let's see what, you know, where that takes me. And I just commend him greatly because he took that measure, and it's paying off for him.
And did it in a classy way. Bernie, as we wrap up here, you're a Yankee legend. And I want you to get the love and receive it while you're right here on the JR Sport Re-Show. You talked about Paul O'Neill and his number retirement. We just talked about Judge. We know about Jeter. You were awesome in your own right, Bernie. So I just wanted to say that. And as a follow-up, you played with amazing players. You were one of them. Judge is having a crazy season. Is there any one player that you looked at, one of your teammates, and said, this year that this guy is having is bananas? Any one guy stand out?
Well, I think that, you know, I think that's probably one of the things that makes the teams in my era a little bit more special. I think the fact that we never really had that one person that you would say, hey, we have to stop this guy. And if we stop that guy, we have the team. I think the team really had this sort of mentality that everybody is a threat. You know, everybody in the lineup, you know, from the first one to the ninth, you know, there's no holes in this lineup. You cannot pitch around somebody to get to anybody. And I think that particular aspect of our team was our strength rather than our weakness. I think we, you know, did a great job leaning on each other, working the counts, you know, having the opposition pitchers going into their bullpen early. And then if we had any kind of lead at the end of the game, we had arguably the best closer in the history of the game, closing the games for us. So there's not one guy that we could say, hey, this guy's hitting like 40, 50 home runs. We got to stop that guy. It was all spread around the lineup. And, you know, like I said before, that was one of our strengths.
Hey, well, number 51, Bernie Williams, was a key part of that. Last question before I let you go, Bernie. Rule changes, baseball. We see that they're coming. We got a slightly larger bases. We got pitch clocks coming, and for the batters to stand as well. What do you think about the evolution, or at least trying to keep the game on speed, even the defensive alignments?
Well, I think that is rather what you said after trying to keep the game up to speed to, you know, the society that we're living in right now. It's all about time. It's all about the precious time that people have to dedicate it to certain, you know, things in their life. And I think baseball is one of these things. I think, you know, this aspect of timelessness that the game has in many ways work against the game, because everybody's so time, you know, consuming. You know, you have certain, you know, allow yourself certain amount of time to see and do certain things. And these days of you just kind of leisurely spending 3.5, 4, 5.5 hours watching a baseball game, it might be a thing of the past. So the game has to sort of catch up to that. I am not, you know, against that. You know, I would like to be, would like for them to be careful so they don't tinker with the essence of the game itself and make it something that it might be recognizable later. So I would like them to, you know, implement all these changes that are, you know, supposed to be geared to, you know, better the experience of, you know, for the fans and people watching. And but at the same time, I like the game, you know, the way it was, you know, when I was playing. So I don't want them to mess too much with that.
Yeah, I think a lot of us missed the style of play when you were out there playing. Bernie, I appreciate you taking the time to hop on. I thank you for coming through and encouraging everybody to check out TuneIn to Lung Health. And we'll certainly go ahead and share that information. You have any final words as to get people involved?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, tune in to lunghealth.com. It's a great cause, interstitial lung disease. 140,000 people, suffering for conditions associated with these. Spread the word. Just get people to get into the website where they can find information so they can educate themselves against about this disease. It took my dad's life away in 2001. And I think it's really important for people to know this information. I hope that it helps a lot of people.
Well, thank you, Bernie. You have always been one of the good guys. You're a great guy. I know you're going to be at the stadium when Judge probably hits another home run. You'll be there to witness that. I'm going to come through and witness one of your shows, man. I got to come show Bernie the support. I know John Sterling, we talk about him a lot. One of his best calls was "Burn, Baby, Burn," and I'm gonna see you. I'm gonna see you burn, baby, burn on the stage. I'm gonna come through sooner than later, Bernie. Okay.
Oh man, I'll hold you to that, man. You'll have a great time, man.
Thank you so much, Bernie Williams, Yankees legend, World Series champion, multiple time over, joining us here, the JR Sport Re-Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month. If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month.
What would you do with an extra 20 hours a week? How about 40? Get part-time or full-time help with a virtual assistant from The Room. Trusted by entrepreneurs, executives, even busy families, The Room's virtual assistants are trained, vetted through a rigorous data-driven process, and matched to fit your needs. Work smarter, delegate more, and get your time back. You have a lot more podcasts to listen to. Visit trytheroom.com. That's trytheroom.com.
If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month.